Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition for the last 30 years.
It's Rosie on the House.
On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Wrapping up the coldest week so far in Arizona.
I love the cold weather. Do you love the cold weather? I know Amanda does not like the cold
going
weather.
To see cold weather, which we're probably going to do. We're going to try and do a little sledding this weekend. In fact, Snow Bowl has 26 inches that they've piled up this week.
Wow.
They could have as much as 10 more this weekend. And 40 of the 48 trails are open.
Oh, perfect.
So I don't mind going, but I like coming home.
That's fair.
But the topic of today is not snowball.
No.
It's not snow.
No.
It's not the cold. Not in the 7 o'clock hour. In fact, it's the farthest away in Arizona you could get from Flagstaff, the lowest elevation in the state, but also home to the 11th largest city and the 6th largest county. It's the only city in Arizona that shares the same name as the county it's in. And the median age is 31 and a half.
Roman, I didn't know there was a city in Arizona that was the median age was 31 and a half. That'd be worth some research.
That's according to the U.S. Census 2017.
Wow.
So, well, obviously 2018 is not in yet. But
so it's a young community.
What would I be telling? What would I be talking about?
You tell us.
Yuma, Arizona. That is a destination for this month's staycation winter. Jack will be going on the weekend of the 19th and 20th. And to give listeners and all of our Arizona listeners kind of a preview to Yuma, if many of you have been through it, driving along I-8 on your way to San Diego, you stop for gas, fast food, you had no idea just south of where you stopped to fill up and tank up was 100,000 people living in that area of Arizona and home to one of the largest agricultural industries in the entire state. We've got the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, John Curtis, joining us this morning to help educate listeners about Yuma. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are we doing today?
We are wonderful. Is the sun up there yet?
Not quite.
Well, thank you for being up and joining us.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. I truly do. Thanks for having me on.
What brought you to Yuma?
That's a great story. I was running a paper in Prescott, Arizona in 1999, and the company that owned the newspaper said we need a guy to come down and work on a couple of our weekly papers. So it was supposed to be like a year and a half thing, come on down, kind of straighten things out a little bit, and then you know, head back to Prescott. Well, you know, 19 years later, I'm the executive director of Yuma's Chamber of Commerce. It's a pretty special place. When I first told folks I'd moved to Yuma from Prescott, they looked at me like I had three heads. It's a special place. I discuss Yuma and saying we're south of California, we're east of Mexico, so we have to take care of ourselves. There's no other place to go get help or assistance. We take care of ourselves. It's neat. I've enjoyed every minute of my time here in Yuma.
You are your own economic island in a sense there, and there's a lot of things that contribute to that economy. Talk through going through Yuma. What brings people there? What can sustain a community of 100,000?
It's a special place, like I mentioned before. Our agriculture here is a $3.5 billion a year business. And when I say that, they shrug their shoulders and say, okay, fine, $3.5 billion. But from November to April, if you're eating romaine lettuce, head lettuce, cauliflower, broccoli, it's coming from Yuma County. We feed the world with the winter vegetable capital of the world. And the University of Arizona a couple years back did what's called a location quotient. I transferred that into an industry quotient so I can say IQ. And their location quotient study said, we're going to look at cars as it relates to Detroit, technology to the Silicon Valley, wine to the Napa Valley, agriculture to Yuma County. They did 25 of these studies across the country. And Yuma's IQ to agriculture is twice what wine is to the Napa Valley.
That's so pretty significant. Compare,
right. See, $3.5 billion, I've never seen that, but I've seen a bottle of wine. So if you use wine as your common denominator, people say, okay, that's pretty impressive. So it's not sexy. If you're looking for sexy, Scottsdale is your place, or the Gas Lamp District in San Diego. But for Yuma, it's a farm town. We take care of each other. If they look you in the eye and make you a promise and live up to it, they really take care of each other. And the byproduct of the agriculture, you're talking cars, trucks, gasoline, fuel. And so according to the University of Arizona study, 25% of Yuma's entire economy is based on agriculture.
And we're going to talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour, the Outdoor Living Hour, with Julie Murphy with the Arizona Farm Bureau is bringing in a Yuma farmer to talk about farm fresh lettuce, as it is what's currently being harvested mm-hmm. here in the state of Arizona. Let's spend the rest of this time talking about the other 75%. So if it's not agriculture, what is it in Yuma?
Oh, that's terrific. Now, you're going to get a chance to talk to Linda Morgan in that next half hour, the Visitors Bureau. Our economy is pretty much a milkstool. It's one leg is agriculture, one leg is tourism, and the third leg is military. When you look at Yuma Proving Ground, which is the size of Rhode Island, General Patton said, I need to train my men. If we're going to be fighting in the desert in Africa, we need a place to train them. So he established Yuma Proving Ground, and we're talking
and it's the size of Rhode Island.
Yes. Yeah. So, and there's hundreds of millions of dollars of testing going on there between General Motors and their hot test track, the Orion space capsule, NASA. Mark Zuckerberg was down here testing his fleet of drones. So there's that kind of military testing going on at Yuma Proving Ground. And then MCAS Yuma, it's the number one Marine air station in the country as far as takeoffs and landings. We have 364 days of flying. So if you're going to be testing the Joint Strike Fighter or testing Harriers, you want to test and fly those things here out of Yuma. And it's a huge economic driver. It truly is.
And from Yuma, how much are you relying on? You had mentioned you're next to Mexico. You mentioned you're next to California. You're nestled on the far west side of Arizona. How big are imports to the town?
Oh, it's huge. And that's a great question, by the way. We've got three people from Yuma on the Arizona-Mexico Commission, Jonathan Lyons, Russ Jones, and Julie Engel. So when you talk about exports from the United States and Mexico or Arizona and Mexico, Mexico is Arizona's number one trading partner, and with Yuma, most of our farmers are farming both sides of the border. Most of our farmers understand that there's a whole fertile region here between southeastern California and northern Mexico. So it's a mega region. The Economic Development Corporation and the city and the county have created Forefront ED, four borders as an economic development driver. And you're looking at a million people. We're talking a ton of manufacturing, a ton of agriculture. So the growth down here in southwestern Arizona is really something special.
And we'll get into a lot more of that. As you mentioned, we'll have another guest in the second part of this hour, Linda Morgan from the Visit Yuma.
Mm-hmm.
And talking more of the tourists, and you'd mentioned it's not the sexy place, but there's a lot of great things about Yuma, and we'll cover those specifically. But before we jump ahead to that, we were doing our research this week and had the opportunity to watch the Yuma State of the City address from the mayor back in April of 2018.
Yes.
One of the interesting things he said in there is Yuma is the only city in Arizona to be listed the last 2 years as top 25 community for growth per capita from USA Today. I mean, that's significant.
Oh, it's huge. And again, I love the fact that the state of the city address was done at the Chamber of Commerce's Good Morning Yuma breakfast. And we have a great partnership with the city and the county. But when you look at the kind of growth that's happening here, it's smart growth. It's a combination of Yuma Regional Medical Center bringing in world-class physicians, the Yuma Regional Medical Center's cancer center. We are partnered up with the Mayo Clinic, so you can do a telemedicine through our cancer center here. You're looking at Arizona Western College is partnered up with all three state universities. U of A is here, ASU is here, NAU is here. We have master's degrees programs going on here. There's a lot of significant things happening. And the problem is we're farmers, and farmers don't like to brag. So sometimes we have a tough time, you know, telling our story because, that's not in a farmer's nature to brag. It's not what we like to do down here. But there's a lot of significant things happening, and we're just kind of riding this wave of positivity, this wave of good, smart, positive growth.
Well, and that's what Rosie on the House in this Travel Arizona Hour is all about, giving anyone and everyone the opportunity to share their Arizona story. We're talking about Yuma today. That's the destination we've picked for our staycation. We've got a wonderful staycation lined out. Jack was the winner, and we'll be detailing the details of that a little bit later. But we're talking a little bit about what he can expect when he get there, because when you think of tourism, when you think of destinations, like John said when he told friends that he moved from Prescott to Yuma, they looked at him like he grew a third eye. What? Well, we're sharing a little bit about what's so special about Yuma.